Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a group holiday they are both going on.
Hi, have you finished your packing?
Almost. Don't worry, I won't forget the sun cream like last time.
Good. I'm bringing some anyway. I just wanted to say, you know the coach is leaving at 6:45?
Thanks, I do. They told us that right at the beginning, though I didn't really know why we have to set off so early.
Well, there is a lot of traffic because of roadworks, and we don't want to miss the plane.
Oh, right. That's good then.
Now listen again.
Hi, have you finished your packing?
Almost. Don't worry, I won't forget the sun cream like last time.
Good. I'm bringing some anyway. I just wanted to say, you know the coach is leaving at 6:45?
Thanks, I do. They told us that right at the beginning, though I didn't really know why we have to set off so early.
Well, there is a lot of traffic because of roadworks, and we don't want to miss the plane.
Oh, right. That's good then.
Nine. You will hear two colleagues talking about this weekend.
Are you going anywhere this weekend?
I haven't decided yet. Me and my husband had a lovely time at the beach last weekend. It was a beautiful place, though it rained quite a lot, so we couldn't always see the wonderful views. But we met a lovely couple and we all got on really well.
That kind of thing makes it so much more fun, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's who you're with that matters. It's not all about where you go or whether the sun is shining.
Now listen again.
Are you going anywhere this weekend?
I haven't decided yet. Me and my husband had a lovely time at the beach last weekend. It was a beautiful place, though it rained quite a lot, so we couldn't always see the wonderful views. But we met a lovely couple and we all got on really well.
That kind of thing makes it so much more fun, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's who you're with that matters. It's not all about where you go or whether the sun is shining.
Ten. You will hear two friends talking about recycling at their college.
Do you have lots of recycling bins near your classroom?
Of course, though not many of the students use them, I'm afraid.
We've got three different bins in a great place, just outside the room. They've got clear labels on them, but I've noticed that almost all my classmates don't bother to read them.
So they don't recycle?
That's not it. They put things in the wrong place, use the food bin for plastic and stuff like that. It really annoys me.
I can imagine. I wonder if there's anything we can do.
I don't think so.
Now listen again.
Do you have lots of recycling bins near your classroom?
Of course, though not many of the students use them, I'm afraid.
We've got three different bins in a great place, just outside the room. They've got clear labels on them, but I've noticed that almost all my classmates don't bother to read them.
So they don't recycle?
That's not it. They put things in the wrong place, use the food bin for plastic and stuff like that. It really annoys me.
I can imagine. I wonder if there's anything we can do.
I don't think so.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about a concert they are going to see.
Are you looking forward to the concert tonight?
Of course. I haven't been to one for ages.
The last one we saw was brilliant. Do you remember? We were on the back row, but we could see everything as if we were in the front seats.
Yeah, let's hope tonight's will be as good.
It's quite a large orchestra, with musicians from all over the world. And I'll be interested to hear how they play together for the first time. They put together quite an unusual selection in the programme, which I didn't expect.
Yeah, great.
12.
Are you looking forward to the concert tonight?
Of course. I haven't been to one for ages.
The last one we saw was brilliant. Do you remember? We were on the back row, but we could see everything as if we were in the front seats.
Yeah, let's hope tonight's will be as good.
It's quite a large orchestra, with musicians from all over the world. And I'll be interested to hear how they play together for the first time. They put together quite an unusual selection in the programme, which I didn't expect.
Yeah, great.
12. You will hear two friends talking about a gym class they both went to.
What did you think of our exercise class?
Tiring, but I did enjoy all the different movements we did, and the instructor was really encouraging. I wasn't always sure what he wanted us to do, but I looked at everyone else and followed what they did. But it was much better than the one I used to go to. The teacher really pushed us too hard there.
I remember you saying he got you to use all those weights to make you work harder.
They were useful, but it was a bit miserable.
Well, you must be glad you changed.
12.
What did you think of our exercise class?
Tiring, but I did enjoy all the different movements we did, and the instructor was really encouraging. I wasn't always sure what he wanted us to do, but I looked at everyone else and followed what they did. But it was much better than the one I used to go to. The teacher really pushed us too hard there.
I remember you saying he got you to use all those weights to make you work harder.
They were useful, but it was a bit miserable.
Well, you must be glad you changed.
13. You will hear a girl talking to her brother about his back problems.
Dad said you hurt your back.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I did it. Perhaps when I played badminton last week. Don't worry, I won't be playing for a while.
That's about the only exercise you're getting at the moment, so don't think of giving it up. Maybe you could talk to one of the instructors at the club. He could give you some ideas about how to avoid problems.
Maybe.
And when you're at home working at the computer, you're probably spending too much time sitting in a bad position.
Yes, I need to remember not to do that.
12.
Dad said you hurt your back.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I did it. Perhaps when I played badminton last week. Don't worry, I won't be playing for a while.
That's about the only exercise you're getting at the moment, so don't think of giving it up. Maybe you could talk to one of the instructors at the club. He could give you some ideas about how to avoid problems.
Maybe.
And when you're at home working at the computer, you're probably spending too much time sitting in a bad position.
Yes, I need to remember not to do that.
That is the end of part 2.